We're holding Daf Dalad Omer Aleph, two lines from the bottom. The Chachomim Oim Mat Chatzois. There are the three machlokes in the Mishnah until when you can say Kriyas Meshal Arvis. Rabbi Loza says until Seif Hashmuri Rishoyna. Either that is 3 hours into the night or 4 hours into the night. Depends if you split it up into three or four. Chachom Meshita is Ad Chatzois. And Megamliel Shita is until Alois HaShachar. Zog Di Gemara, Chachomim Command Svir Lei. What's the Shita of Chachomim? We know that is Be'etzim Machlokes, Chachomim, or Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, what's the Pshatayt in B'shochbecho? Does B'shochbecho mean the time that people go to sleep, which is the first Ashmoira, 3 hours, 4 hours? Or does B'shochbecho mean calls man people are sleeping as long as people are sleeping? So that's the Shita of Gamliel. What did Chachomim hold? Chachomim say Til Chatzois, which seems neither. So Gemara Chachomim commands Sfirlei. If they hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that till the end of the Seif Hashmura Rishoyno, so let him say like Rabbi Eliezer, the Beshoch Becho is until the end of the Seif Hashmura Rishoyno. Zog the Mord, Avdalad Amit Beis, V'ikram Gamliel Sfirlei. And if the Chachom hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that holds that Beshoch Becho is, calls man that people are sleeping, which is older until Alois, so Lemukram Gamliel, let them pass clearly the Aloch Zagam Gamliel. Zog dem ala oylom in svara bets in the hold like Megamliel. La oylom kem Megamliel svirlu. Vahadu ka amri ad chatzois. The reason why they said ad chatzois, kede la harchik as a odem in avera. To prevent the person from doing an avera. To put a safeguard in place. Kede tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Chachomim osu siog li divreim. Chachomim made a siog, a boundary, a fence around their words. Kede shle ya odem bom in asoda. A person should not come home after a long day's work minasoda, by erev in the evening. But oimen, he should say to himself, Eilich lebeisi, let me first go home. But oichel kima, and let me grab a little bite. The eshte kima, and I'll take a little sip, I'll drink a little. The ishan kima, and I'll go into the recliner, I'll take a little nap. The achach eko kriyashma, and then I'll daven, and then I'll say kriyashma vespalo. The choytafta sheno, and while he's taking this little nap, it turns into a long nap. The choytafta sheno. And the whole night elapses, and he sleeps through the night, and he's going to miss tefillah, which is mean b'shoch b'cho, the kriyashma of ma'ariv. So, what rather should a person do? Aval odam bom in asodi, he comes home after a long day's work, be'erev in the evening. Nichnas lebeis haknesses, the first thing you do is you go into the shul. Im rogel likrois, if usually he's koira, so then he should read psukim koira. Im rogel lishnois, if usually he learns mishnah shoina, he should be shoina mishnah. The koyre kriyashma, and then he should daven. He should be koyre kriyashma umispalal and daven ma'ariv. Va'oichel pitoy, and then have your meal of pas umevoich and bench. V'chol oiver al dibur chachomim. Whoever does not heed the words of the chachomim, that means to say kriyashma first, to daven first before you take a nap and you eat. So chayev misa is chayev misa. Misa means misa b'dei shemayim. In fact, the Gemara, why such a harsh punishment over here by all other Divrei Chachomim? We don't find such a gedder. Kol ha'oyva Divrei Chachomim chai misa. So the Gemara, ma'ishno b'chol duchted lo katoni chai misa. Usually it doesn't say as a loshon of chai misa. U'ma'ishno hocha de katoni chai misa. So the Gemara, two terutzim. Ibo yisema bishum dika oyne sheina. After all, you're dealing with something that is very probable, common, that a person might taka be oivan divrei chachomim. Sleep, after all, is something that a person easily fall into the oinus of sheina. He'll take a nap, and before he knows it, it's the morning. And Memele Chachomim said such a harsh statement not to take a nap before you mekayim the mitzvah b'shoch b'cha. So ibo yisema mishum dika oinus sheina. You have the oinus of sheina. Ibo yisema lafukim man de omar tefilas arvis reshus. Later on in Daf Chav Zayin, there's a machlokes if tefilas arvis is a reshus or a chayva. So, lafuki the mandomer that says tefillas arvis v'shus, if it's only v'shus, a person is much more lax about the mitzvah of amayriv, which means including the tefillah of ma'ariv includes v'shach b'cha, the reading of kriyashma. So, in order that a person should not say to himself, it's only v'shus, and it'll be more kal be'einov, so melo we said, whoever's oivan divrei chachomim is chayv misa, and melo you should say kriyashma right away before you do your other tzorchim of eating and sleeping. So lafuki mandomet filosav zeshus komash velon that it's a choyva. Tosis over here on the top says kore kriyashma was palol. Zok Tosis mikan mashma shemishosh igiyaz man kriyashma shel lailo she'ein lo lecho suda achiko kriyashma vispala aris. From this gemara it's mashma. It says clearly you shouldn't have a meal and you shouldn't take a nap. Is mashma as soon as it hits man of kriyashma shel lailo then you shouldn't have a suda achika kishma bispal arvis. So lemaisa, this is a siog that lechera, even the chachomim that argue on, we have a machlokes chachomim and Gamliel. Chachomim say that we made a special siog. We're concerned that you might miss this man, so we say a special siog of ad chatzos. And Gamliel says, no, you haven't till alois. We're not concerned about this chash. But the Rishonim say that even chachomim, even Rav Gamliel, I mean, that say that you have until alois, they agree to this siog that a person should not have a suda before his kari kriyishma. Meaning, the siog of ad chatzos, they take your argue on. But the siog of not having a suda is taka they agree to. And Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed, hey, we taka passing like that. That you're not allowed to have a suda before you daven. Now, someone that the poskim can say, someone that davens in a regular minyan, meaning in a set minyan every day, he davens 8 p.m. Maariv every night, so then even though in the winter it's already Zman Kriyishma way earlier, so there's no iss of him to have a suda because he has his man. If a person goes to different minyanim, maybe that's also a klar thing that he knows that he always goes to a minyan, so then that would not fall into that category. Now, in Shulchan Aruch state that if someone started beheta, if it's before the Zman, so then you're allowed to continue. So we see clearly that it's not be'etzim. We said over on Daf Beis already, the Shitz Rabbeinu Yoyne says a mechudish de kechidish in the din of the siog of the chachomim that they say until chatzos. Usually a siog of chachomim do not have the koyach to be oikadov min ha-Torah. Rabbeinu Yoyne brings a shita that if someone learns kriyashma after chatzos, it comes to chachomim, he's not yoytze even midaraisa b'shach b'cho, which is a major chidish to say that chachomim yesh lem koyach laka dov min ha-Torah. That we don't find by other gzeris chachomim. We know that if a person you're not supposed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, why gzeris chachomim shema yavigeno dalaramis, you might carry dalaramis in the shus rabim. Zokni bekvegen marochas and megillah. If someone blows the shofar on Shabbos, he didn't listen to the chachomim. He's yoytze the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. It's yom truah. The chachomim said don't do the mitzvah, but he's mekayim a mitzvah. Rabbi Yoyin over here says that you're not mekayim the mitzvah b'shochbuch if you didn't listen to the chachomim. Atkei kach teve koyach to be oikadov min ha-Torah. We what's pshat in this mechudish dikah din that they have as akoyach? We find similarly in sukkah. If someone sits in a sukkah ktan and comes to Beis Shammai, which you're not yoitza, because shema yimshach achas shulchanoi, you might go sit where your shulchan is, and your shulchan doesn't fit in the sukkah, your shulchan's in the home. Zok teisin daf gimel in sukkah, that it comes to Beis Shammai, and the halacha we passing like Beis Shammai. If someone sits in a sukkah ktan and shulchanoi b'teich habayis, you're not even yoitza midaraisa b'sukkah teishvu. Even though you sat in the sukkah, but since the sukkah there's a chashash, you might go to sit where your shulchan is. You're not yoytze even in the midst of sukkah, even in the small sukkah, even with the raisa. Again, we find this mechudish dekadin, and the pshat is because there's two types of gzeres chachomim. The chachomim say that if you don't do A because we want you to do it, because we're choshish, you might come to do B. If you don't follow us, you don't heed our call, our siog, then we consider it as if you did B. So by shofar the chashash is shema yavrenu dalal ames. So the most chachomim can say is that if you blew the shofar on Shabbos, you were over and you were mavi dalal ames. But doesn't hinder the chefts of the mitzvah of shofar. They didn't touch the gzerah, didn't touch the shofar. So of course you yoytz the shofar. Or likewise, you're not allowed to go in a sukkah that's in Rosh Ilon, the mission chobed in sukkah. If you go in that sukkah, you yoytz the mitzvah. What's a chashash? You might come to be choytech zmari, you might pull off a branch while you're climbing this tree. If you went in there, you're yoytza. The most chum can say is, you didn't listen to us, we consider it as if you cut off a branch. Mashenkin by sukkah, or mashenkin over here by kriyashma, the chash is, shema yimshachach shulchanoi. So we consider it as if you sat in the makam of the shulchan. The makam of the shulchan is in the home, so you're not yoytza. Or over here, the chash is, maybe you'll forget to say kriyashma, and you might say it only after alois. So it's considered if you said it after chatzos as if you said it after alois. That's pshat in Rabbeinu Yoyna. The reason the chum have a koich to be oikadov min ha-Torah over here is because the chash is that you might come to say it after alois, and you didn't listen to us to say it before chatzos. So merely we consider it as if you said it after alois. That's why over here it touches the chefts of the mitzvah. Now, when it comes to eating, like we said, Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Hei and Gamliel also agrees that you're not allowed to have a suda. That having the suda doesn't hinder the chefts of the mitzvah. And that's why if you start a beheta, you're allowed to continue. It's a different chash that you might come to say it after alois, but chomim say a siog. There's two different siogim according to chomim. There's one siog you have to say it before chatzos, and there's another siog that you can't have a suda before. The saying before Chatzos, because you might come to after Alois, is goes into the Chefts of the Mitzvah. So that's why if you did it afterwards, Dr. Ben Yoyi, not Yoitza. But the eating part, if you ate, if you started Beheta, it doesn't touch the Chefts of the Mitzvah. And that's why if you want to start a Beheta, you're allowed to continue. That's Taka. The reason why you're allowed to continue, because the tak, it's not poigim in the etzim chefts of the kriyishma, it's a din in the achila, so that's why it's tak a different type of gzeira. Now, according to everyone, there's a din of zvizim akdimin, like by all mitzvahs. That means the ideal time to say kriyishma is right by tzeis gechovim. You don't have to wait till chatzois, even according to chachomim, that you have till chatzois. Avada, it's like all mitzvahs, that zvizim akdimin, the ideal time is to do it right away. One more nekuda, I'll speak out the Kesem Mishnah's kasha. The Kesem Mishnah asks that Kozman Shchiva is a pshat according to Rabbi Gamliel. As long as people are sleeping, which is all the way till Alois, Lagabe v'kumecha, which is the same posik, the Torah doesn't say a time. The Torah says b'shach b'chav kumecha. B'kumecha, we know it's gimel shoyis. Why is b'kumecha not the whole day, just like b'shach b'chav is the whole night? Kesem Mishnah asks this kasha, but the teretz is poshut, and Achronim say this, is because there's a big difference between b'shoch b'chom kumecho. B'shoch b'chom means kolzman, people are sleeping. So people sleep the whole night. That's takar shitrim gamliel. Uv kumecho means that people get up. People don't get up the whole day. People get up until a certain time. They don't get up the whole day. They get up. The mice of getting up is until gimel shayis. Zok de gemara omar mar. Koyre kriyash ma'u mispalo. That when you come home, the first thing you do is you carry Kriya Shema and you daven. That means Kriya Shema first, and then Shema Nesi, then Tefillah. That's what we do, Taka. Misayel ala Rabbi Yochanan, this is right, Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is. Ezu ben Oilam Haba, who's called the Ben Oilam Haba? Zahasoymech Gula le Tefillah Shal Arvis. That Yesoymech Gula, even le Tefillah Shal Arvis. Gal Yisrael goes straight before Shema Nesrei, even by Marev, there's a din of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues. Rabbi Shua ben Levi oimel, tfilois be'emtza tiknum. Tfilois are in the middle. Like Rashi says, bein shnei kriyashma tiknu called tfilos shal yoim. The kosova tfilos arvis kodemas the kriyashma. Which means that tfilos are be'emtza. That means you start off in the morning, you say kriyashma, shachris, then you daven shmona esrei, the tfilah of shachris, then goes mincha, Rashi says called tfilos shal yoim. That means mincha is included too. Mincha is over there after the first tefillah of Shachris, and then goes Ma'ariv, the tefillah, all tefillahs are in the middle, and then you finish off the day with Kriyashma of Ma'ariv. That means tefillah is be'emtza. So Rashi called tefillah shal yoim, all the tefillahs of the day, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, are all back to back, and Kriyashma before Shachris, and Kriyashma after Ma'ariv. That's called tefillahs be'emtza tiknum. So it's lafuki that shita. If Rabbi Yechon holds Zeh Semech Gula tefillah, that means tefillah is after Kriyashma. Because Gal Yisrael is the bracha la'acha kriyashma. There's two brachas la'charel, Gal Yisrael and Ashkivenu. So the fact that Yisrael gula tefillah is after kriyashma, is not like a pshub and levi, that tefillah is be'emtza tiknum, that tefillah is smack in the middle, kriyashma before and kriyashma afterwards. What's Yisrael machlekes if tefillah is before kriyashma or tefillah is after? So like my komiflegi, Ibo Yisrael makrov, Ibo Yisrael misvara. It's a machlekes in posik, or machlekes in svara. Ibo Yisrael misvara. First of all, it says, what's a svara? The Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, it says, Yisrael mech gula tefillah b'mariv also. Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, gula mi'utanami hava. When they left Mitzrayim, they might have left in the morning, but the gula, Gol Yisrael, took place at night also. The main gula was only till the morning, but it's considered gula that took place at night, so Yisrael mech gula tefillah at night. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Soval, came in the Lehavah Lemitzafro, since the main gula took place only in the morning, Lehavah Gula Ma'al Yiso, so it's not called the Gula Ma'al Yiso, and you're not saying Gula Tfilah by Ma'ariv at night, and Tfilah is by Emsa Tiknum, that means you don't say Birchas Gol Yiso before Tfilah, you say Tfilah Shmon Esrei, and Gula afterwards. That's the Svara. Bibo Yisema, Ko, it's a machlekes in the Pasuk, Ushnei Mikro Echadarshu, and the machlekes is in one Pasuk itself, Dichsiv. It says in the Pasuk, Beshach B'chov Kumecho. So Rabbi Yochanan, it says that Yisrael mech gula tefillah by Ma'ariv also. Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, makis shchiva lekima. You compare the going to sleep to the getting up. Makima, just like when you get up in the morning. Kriyashma v'achach tefillah in the morning by Shachris, it's Kriyashma first and then tefillah. So av shchiva, so too when you go to sleep, the seder of the tefillah is likewise. Nami Kriyashma v'achach tefillah. We compare b'shochbro v'kumecha that it's first Kriyashma in the morning and then tefillah. So too at night, it's Kriyashma and then tefillah. Reb Shua ben Levi Soval, make shchiva lekima. You compare the shchiva to the kima. That means you compare the sleeping to the getting up. Ma kima, just like by the getting up, it's kriyashma somach lemitosoi. Just like by the getting up, When do you say Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is close to the time that you were still in bed. It's Kriya Shema Samach L'mitosoy. Av Shechiva, so too when you go to sleep at night, it's Kriya Shema Samach L'mitosoy. The Kriya Shema is close to the time that you're going into bed, close to the Zman of the Mita. So it's Tvila first, and then Kriya Shema, because it has to be Samach to the Mita, just like in the morning. Bekumecha, it's Kriya Shema close to the bed, and then Tvila. So too in the evening, it's Beshachbecha, it's Tvila, and then Kriya Shema, so the Kriya Shema is close to the Zman of the Mita. So that's Machlokes, if it's Tvila is Be'emtza or not. Av Shechiva, Nami Kriya Shema Samach L'mitosoy. That is the Yesod HaMachlokes. Zog the Gemara, Mosim Ma'abirin Ravina, it states later on, David Aleph, Be'erev Mavor Shtayim Lefoneo V'Shtayim L'Achareo. By night, by Ma'ariv, you daven, you make two birchas Kriya Shema before Kriya Shema, V'Shtayim L'Achareo, and you have Gol Yisrael and Hashkiveinu, V'i Amrit Boy Lismoich, and if you tell me that you have to be Soymich Gula L'Tvila by night, like a B'yechanon, Holoikos Soymich Gula L'Tvila, you're not being Soymich Gula L'Tvila, why? The Boy L'Meimah Hashkiveinu. You have to say Hashkiveinu at night. If you say Hashkiveinu, you're not being Soymich Gol Yisrael to Tvila. Zog the Mora Amri. Kevon de tekinu rabbonon hashkiveinu, sin chomer mesakim de se hashkiveinu, kegula arichta damya. That's a chelik of the Gol Yisrael, it's a gula arichta. Especially like the Vishraim explained, hashkiveinu was a tefillah that was nesakin by Bechoyer Yisrael that was saved from Makkah Bechoyeris. They had their own personal gula. The Mitzrim, their firstborn, were killed. So Klal Yisrael, where they realized that the sakana they were in, that all the Bechoyerim are dying around them, so they made a special brach of hashkiveinu. That's how the pshat, the brach in this gula. It's a gula arichta taka. So maybe it's considered soymech gula letfila. Diloy teimachi. If you're not going to say that hashkiveinu is a chelik of the gula, so shachis hechi matzi somich. Why are you considered that being soymech gula letfila by shachis? But Omer Rabbi Yochanan, betchila oymer, before you start shmanesi, you say, Hashem sfasai tiftach. Now, if you say Hashem sfasai tiftach, then you're being mafzik between Gol Yisrael and the first brach of Shemoneh Esrei. Will be sorry for him. What he said at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Yule Rotsin Mrei Fi, Egin Lemil Fanecha. Elo, the Pshad is, Hossam, came in the Tekin Rabban on the Meim Hashem Sfas Etiftoch, since Chomer Mesakin that you say Hashem Sfas Etiftoch, Ke Tfila Arich the Damya. It's a chelik of the Tfila, it's a chelik of the Shemoneh Esrei. So it's not a hefzik between Gol Yisrael and Tfila, because Hashem Sfas is a part of Tfila. So Chanami, came in the Tekin Rabban on the Meim Hashkiveinu, since Chomer Mesakin that you say Hashkiveinu, Ke Geula Arich the Damya. Hashkiveinu is a chelik of the Geula, it's a Geula Arich the. Just like Hashem Sfas is a chelik of the Tfila, so Hashkiveinu is a chelik of the Geula, and at both of them it's not called this hefzik between Geula and Tfila. Now this din that you have to say Hashem Sfas Etiftoch and Yule Rotzoin, the truth is in Shulchan Aruch is gepaskent, and that's how many fearsich, Peter Goyin especially, that even by Chazoras Hashatz, since Chazoras Hashatz is supposed to be the exact same thing as the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei, that the Baal Tfila, that he, when he starts Shemoneh Esrei, out loud, he has to say Hashem Sfas Etiftoch out loud, and he has to say Yule Rotzoin out loud, because Tfila has to be said out loud. And just like it's a chelik of the tfila that you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach and Yul Rotzoin, we said it's a chelik of the tfila Hashem Svasai, and Yul Rotzoin is takona you have to say by Shemoneh Esrei, by Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei. So who adin, when you're saying out loud, you have to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach and Yul Rotzoin, and that's taka how Al Peter Goin in Maaseh Rav, that's how you fear zich, and the Shulchan Aruch says so clearly, and that's taka mavur in this Gemara, that it's a chelik of the tfila. Now let's see this Rashi over here. The Rashi says, by the din of Seimich Gula Tfila, Rashi explains, what's this yisoid of being Seimich Gula Tfila? Very important, Rashi. Zog Rashi. We're talking about even by Ma'ariv, Seimich Gula Tfila. V'kol shkein deshachis, and for sure in the morning, the Iker Gulas Mitzrayim, v'shachis have it to be Seimich Gula Tfila. Kidachsiv, like it says, mimochas ha-pesach, yotzum b'nei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. V'smichas Gula Tfila, romza David b'sefer Tehillim. There's a remez to Seimich Gula Tfila in Tehillim. Dachsiv, Hashem Tzuri v'goyali, in Tehillim Yutes. And the next one, pasuk is, the next capital is, so Yashem Tzuri v'goyali is next to Yanch Hashem b'yom tzora. So Geula and Tvila are back to back in Tehillim. V'aminu b'brochis Yerushalmi, state in Yerushalmi, zogt Rashi, mi she'ene semich gula tvila, someone who's not semich gula tvila, how do we compare this to, l'ma'u doyma, l'oyav ha'yishal melech, you have someone who's an acquaintance of the king, shebo v'dofak al pischoy shemelech, he knocks on the door of the king. Yotza ha'melech, the king comes out, and sure enough, lo and behold, there's no one by the door. Umotza shehiflig, whoever knocked on the door, disappeared. That's what we're doing by not being Seimich Gula Tefillah. We appease the Eibishter, so to speak, with Shils, with Tishbachos, with Birchas Kriya Shema, with Gol Yisrael. We talk about the Gula. And then when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, Eibishter wants to answer our Tefillah, we disappear. We're not there. We're mafsik. We set something in between. So Elo ye odam mikarav la kodesh baruch hu elov. He should mikarav the ebsha to him. Umratzehu b'tishbachos v'kilusin with praises. Shalitzias Mitzrayim. We talk about Ashkivenu. We talk about Emes v'yatsiv and Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Ebeshah comes close to us when we remind him about all these chasodim and shvachas that the Ebeshah did to us. And now at this ideal time when the Ebeshah is close to us, now is the ideal time to be tevei atzrochim to daven shmoneh esrei. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina brings over here two pshatim in the din of samach gula tefillah. One is that you're showing your avdus to the Ebeshah. Why? Because right after you spoke that we were avodim in Mitzrayim, so mainly you're davening tefillah because avoid is a tefillah. That's one pshat he says. Tefillah is gufa avdus to the Eibishter. We talked about the avdus of Mitzrayim. Second pshat he says is you're showing the Eibishter the bitochen that in Mitzrayim they were saved. Why? Because they were minu b'Hashem, because of their munah dan in the Eibishter. So likewise, we are being maimin the Eibishter through our tefillah. That's how we're showing to be seimach gula tefillah. Just like in Mitzrayim, they were maimin in the Eibishter, minu b'Hashem, and they were saved. So we're maimin that Eibishter is going to answer our tefillahs, and that is taka why we've been seimach gula tefillah. The Prima Godim in Rashi Yosef, he wants to bring a remez that Rashi is mashma more like the first Pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina. That you mekalas the Eibishter, so to speak, and you're showing his avdus right afterwards, that you mispal right away and you mevakash atzorchim. There's a very interesting chakira, I'll just speak it out of here, from the stipel in Kilis Yankov in Brochus. The stipel has a suffix as follows, chakira, what's the din in Semech Gula Tefillah? Is the din Semech Gula Tefillah a din in the Tefillah, that Tefillah needs to have Gula beforehand? Meaning it's a din in the Tefillah that it needs Gula beforehand, or it's a din in the Geula. It's a din in the Geula that the Geula has to be followed by Tefillah. Is it a din in the Tefillah has to be preempted with Geula, or is it in the Geula that Geula has to be followed by Tefillah? Pash Tachkira. Zok the Stipler, he wants to bring a raya from the Tosis. We'll see soon the Tosis inside. But Tosis says that there's a din, Smichas, like Gemara says, there's a din Smichas Geula Tefillah by Meir Voso. And we're going to come out in Tosis that even if it's a Rishus, there's a din Semich Geula Tefillah. The Gemara says, "Kamash ben Chayve," but we see in Tosfos even if it's reshus, that's how we pass him be'etzim. Even if it's reshus, there's a din of seimach gula tefillah b'mayriv. So Eber Zayzak the stipler, bishleime if it's a din in the tefillah that has to be preempted with gula. So then you can say by mayriv also, whenever you have a tefillah, you have to have a gula beforehand. But if it's in the gula, then whenever you say gula, you have to follow it with tefillah. You can't be mechayiv a person to follow geula with tefillah by ma'ariv because the whole tefillah is only reshus. If tefillah is a chayva, then he can be mechayiv something on a person that's taka chayva. Geula has to be followed by tefillah, which is a chayva. But if the whole tefillah is reshus, it can't be that geula has to be followed with tefillah if the whole tefillah is a reshus. So it's a raya that it's not a din in the geula that has to be followed with tefillah because tefillah is a reshus by ma'ariv, but rather it's a din in the tefillah that tefillah has to be preempted with geula beforehand. So let's see the Tosis inside. Tosis says, "Domer Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu ben Olam Habes, Asemach Gula Tefillah." Zok Tosis, Ibavorns, Lemaisa after Ashkivenu, the meaning in Klal Yisrael, they say Yiro Einenu. Va'onu Shomim Yiro Einenu Upsukim Achirim Achar Ashkivenu. Now the Goyin Taka holds in Maisa Rav. The Goyin clearly holds. Those that follow the Goyin, meaning Yushlaim, like the Pushim, they don't say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilom, because not to be mafsik ben gula tefillah. But Tosfos Bavorans, the Velt fears of they say Yiro Einenu. So that, which you say Yiro Einenu, Psukim Acherim, Achashkivenu, Nira, Hoyl v'tkin l'rabonon, since Chomer Mesaken it, Havalei k'gula arichto. It's a chelik of the gula. The tekinu loyma hazeh, shebetoichach yispal l'chaveroi gam hu. Like this, everyone will be saying this tukum of Yiro Einenu, but lo yelech beis haknesset ad sheyigmor kol hatfilosoi. Tosfos is by warning that not just it's a chelik of the geula, so it's not called a hefsek, it's geula richter, but at the same time they were misaken this, it's not a geula richter, but why were they misaken this, like this for the latecomers, or some of the daven slower, will not be stuck behind himself in shul, and everyone else went back home, because since you have time to catch up, meaning you won't say Yiro Einenu, and the people in shul are saying Yiro Einenu and Baruch Hashem, so you have time to catch up, so you'll finish the same time, and you won't be left yourself in shul at the end of davening. Then Tosfos says another pshat. V'gam yesh b'oisim psukim yutches askores. There's 18 askores in this psukim. Keneged yutches brachas shmoneh. So, rather interesting in Tosis, Tosis saying two pshatim in the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. One is it's gula richter. Yiro enenu is tekin rabbonu avle kegula richter. It's like the gula richter, like we said by Hashkiveinu. And one pshat is saying it's keneged yutches askores. It's a chelik in the tefillah, just like we said by Hashem Sfosai. Hashem Sfosai is tefillah richter. So we're saying yutches askores is keneged yutches in Shmoneh Esrei. So it's mamash like a tefillah richter. It's like a chelik in the tefillah. The gamish boys and psukim yutches askores keneged yutches brachos. So either pshat, it's not a hefzik, either it's a chelik a hemshach of gula, or it's a chelik with the tefillah keneged the yutches. The agav shetiknu loyma oisim psukim. So tkinu loyma chsima sheiro enenu the finish of yiro enenu too. Ba'aloch ekreb yoichlan, zog teze da'aloch zake b'yoichlan, de breise messiah lewe, chen posik hag. V'im kein, yesh li zoh, shlo lesape ben gula da'avos shmon esay, not to be mafsik ben gula tvila. Umiu, zog teze, beseder av amon pirish, mash on erim kadish ben gula tvila, z'avos, we say kadish, by shachar, we don't say kadish after Gol Yisrael. But my, we say kadish, lashmino to tell us, the loy bein a mismach gula da'avos le tvila, b'shum de tvila z'avos reshus. The reason why we say kadish is to drive home this point that be'etzem mi'ikra din, it's tefillas avos reshus, so you don't really have to be soimich gula tefillah. The ma'aseh, we are. But, and it's a ben olam haba. Ezo ben olam haba zok da b'yoichanon, if you soimich gula tefillah b'mariv. But we say kaddish to show us, it's not the same thing. Don't think it's mamish like shachris. Zok tesis, if that's the pshat, v'loi nehira, dim kein rabbi yoichanon sfilei tefillas avos chayva. If you're telling me that this is coming to tell me that it's reshus, so rabbi yoichanon that says that Ezo ben olam haba shah soimich gula tefillah, he is the bar plukta, that means he holds it's a chayva. The plukti, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Aloch Rabbi Yochanan, and that means you're going to say we're passing Rabbi Yochanan and Tfilas Avos Chayva. We know that Aloch is not like that, but we know that Aloch is Be'etzim Tfilas Avos Reshus. Later on, Daf Chav Zayin is more like that. Tosfos over there says that it's a Reshus Le'inyan, that if you have a mitzvah Iveres, so then see the Tosfos over there says that V'Hilchsa Kavosi the Rav Lav Dafka Reshus Aloch Gedivu Oim Reshus Lav Dafka Reshus of Tosfos. On Chav Zayin Amud Beis, v'lekach nik reshus levatlo avu mitzvah acheres oiveres. That means you can be mevatl mayer for a mitzvah oiveres, a different mitzvah. Taisa says that next day is over there. V'nir lekach tikna psukim kaddish ben geul letfila d'reshusi, because Aloch is like Rav that be'etzem it's reshus. Akoponim, Taisa says that Aloch is like a b'yeichanon, and it's implied that it's a chayva. Zok Taisa v'nochel lahachmi v'lezom nesapim in a time. We eat them a kasha hilchsa hilchsa. The mice is steering hilchuses. They come not tefillas avos reshus. We pask on tefillas avos reshus. V'hocha paskinu k'Rabbi Yochanan. Here we pask on like Rabbi Yochanan. And according to this, Rabbi Yochanan holds chayva. So chloima da afilu yisoy v'Rabbi Yochanan grav. Be'etzem Rabbi Yochanan holds like grav the tefillas avos reshus. Dom reshusi. Bikom mokoy mechayv lismoich. Even if it's a reshus, you have to be soy mechit. Im kein lonu yesh lismoich. And that's what you soy mechit. That means even if tefillas avos reshus, first of all, we mekabel on ourselves to daven it. To daven it. So it's not stammer shus, you can just decide, pick, I'll daven ma'ariv, I won't daven ma'ariv. Avada, you have to do it. So Tosfos is saying likewise, even if Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that's reshus, but mikomoka mechayiv lismach, you're mechuyiv to be soimach, and you can't be mafsik, being gula letvila, even by ma'ariv. Before we go weiter, I just want to mention one thing that we said before in the Gemara, that a person comes bin asoda, and he should not be oichel kima, but rather he should learn and daven, say kriyashma and daven. So the question in the poskim is, what about if a person wants to be toyim? You're not supposed to have a suda, we said, when it's a zman of kriyashma. What if a person wants to be tima ba'alma? So there's a machlokes in the achronim that tzlach holds that tima is muta and only a suda is asa. Hakoponim, we said, the gabi starting beheta, but even if it's a zman of the isa, you're allowed to be toyim or not. The ma'aseh, the Trumas Hadeshem, brings a very geshmak raya from our sugya, or kaponim, from like that in our sugya, that even Timah is also. Why? Because the Braise says that what should a person not do? He should not be oichel kima, the eshte kima. So we see even oichel kima is also. So we see clearly that even oichel kima is also, even if it's not a suda, even if it's a tima ba'alm, because the Losh and the Braise is medukta kima. The Maisa in the Mishabur and the Taz, the Maganavom, they're all paskin leheta when it comes to tima ba'alma. But according to the Braise, Taka says you shouldn't be even oichel kima, so it's mashma even a tima, even if la halacha, we taka all tima is muta. Zok de Gemara, Omer Rebbe Loza, Omer Rebbe Avina. By the two dots, Omer Rebbe Loza, Omer Rebbe Avina. Kol ha'oyma tila ledovit b'chol yoyim. Whoever says tila ledovit, which is ashrei, every day, not just every day once, but shalosh pa'amim, muftach lo yishu ben olam haba. He has a haftocha, that what? That that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Just like we said before, Ben Olam Haba, Semich Gula Tefillah. Now he's saying, if you say three times a day, Ashrei. So we taka say, by Marv, we don't say Ashrei, but we say Ashrei by Shachris, and we say Ashrei by Mincha. And we also say Ashrei by Shachris twice, because we say Volatzion, Ashrei Volatzion. So Kol Oyim Etilo Dor B'chol Yoyim, Sholosh Pa'omim Muvtachosh Ben Olam Haba. My timer, Zok Demora, what's the reason that a person is a Ben Olam Haba? Zok Di Gemora, if the Maile is, because Ashrei has all the letters of the Aleph Beis, so you're being Meshabeach the Eibush with all the Chav Beis, Oisius of the Aleph Beis. So Neymar, there's a better Pasuk. Tehillim Kuf Yutes has every letter of the Aleph Beis mentioned 8 times in a row. Aleph 8 times, then Beis Psukim, 8 Psukim was Beis, 8 Psukim was Gimel. So Neymar, the famous Kuf Yutes, the long capital. So Neymar, Ashrei Timim Medech, the Asi B'Tamnya Afin. You have 8 Alephs over there, and 8 Beises, and 8 Gimels. So maybe that should be a Ben Olam Haba. You have much more time that you're using Chav Beis Oisius of the Aleph Beis. Ella Zok Meom Mishum De Isbe Pesechus Yedecha. It has a very important Pasuk Pesechus Yedecha that shows that the Eibishter is Mefarnes and Zon every species and every breed. So name Pesechus Yedecha. Zok the Mogha. So name a Halah Gadol. If you want to show that the Eibishter is Zon Mefarnes, there's a Pasuk in Halah Gadol in the long Hoidol Hashem Kitoikul and Chazdoi. We say Noisin Lechem Lechol Basar Kulim Chazdoi. So that's even greater. Noisin Lechem Lechol Basar. So maybe be a Ben Olam Haba when you say Hoidol Hashem. Every day. Name a halagol, the siba nois, and lechem chobosar. Zogmor, elam mishum di isbe taiti. It has 2 milas. Ashri has aleph beis, the mishabech ebishter with all chob beis, oisis of the aleph beis. And you mention pesechus yedecho, the important pasuk of pesechus yedecho. And halachas, you have to mechavin by pesechus yedecho, it's ma'akiv in the ashrei, that the ebishter is zonah mefarnes. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Maloi, Nehma, Nun ba'ashrei. The only letter that's missing in ashrei is the Nun. So the mother, the reason why it's left out, because Nun is Megamis, the Nefil of Sonny Yisrael, which is Nefil of Kal Yisrael. We're talking in Bederch in the third party. Dichsiv, Nofla loy soysiv kum besulas Yisrael. There's a pasuk with Num that says, Nofla loy soysiv kum besulas Yisrael, Kal Yisrael's downfall. B'marov emetar tzilo, hochi. A different pasuk. Nofla loy soysiv limpol oid kum besulas Yisrael. Even though Nun is omitted in Ashrei, Chaza David v'somchem Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, David HaMelech does hint to the Nun of the Nefila. It says in the Oisamech, Soimech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim, in a positive way. The Eibishter is Soimech all those that are noifel. So it's meramis to the Nun that's omitted because the Eibishter is takas Soimech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim, which is a positive way what takes place after the Nefila. Zok the Gemara. Omal. Rashi says Shalosh Pa'omim Keneged Shalosh Tfilis. So it's Taka Keneged the Gimel Tfilis, 3 times Ashrei. Om Rabbi Loza Bravina Gol Mashenema B'Michol Yosef Mashenema B'Gavriel. That which is written by Michal, Michal is even greater than that's written by Gavriel. Dilu B'Michol Ksiv Vayoef Eli Echad Min Asrofim. Vayoef Eli Echad Min Asrofim. It's Mashma one leap. Vayoef Eli. Vilu Gavriel. It says. It says 2 leaps. So it's greater by Michal. My mashma dahai echod Michal, who said that the pasuk of Vayoyef Eli echod men asrofim, who said it's referring to Michal? We learn out echod echod. Why? Ksiv ochad says Vayoyef Eli echod men asrofim. Uksiv osam vini Michal echod men asrofim rishonim bol azreini. So we see echod echod that echod is referring to Michal. Zogdemar Tony Michal ba'achas. Michal takes 1 leap when he does his shlichus. Gavriel b'shtayim. Gavriel takes 2 leaps when he does his shlichus. Elio ba'arbei takes 4 leaps for him to do it. Umalach Hamavis b'shmoina. Baruch Hashem the Malach Hamavis takes him more time. It takes 8 leaps for him to fulfill his mission. Zok Demora, unfortunately, u'bishas ha-mageifo ba'achas. When there's a mageifo, then the Malach HaMoviz is able to complete his mission even with 1 leap, and he does it in a speedy way. Okay, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Daf Dalad Amid Beis. Just this last nekuda about Ashrei and Aleph Beis is yidua that Reb Zalmele was once, Reb Chaim Volozhiner once said that people talked about the galus of Reb Zalmele. Maybe he was like his Rebbe, the Goyin. So he said, he can't compare Reb Zalmele to the Goyin. He says, the Goyin knew Kol HaTorah Kula, like we know Ashrei 4 words, and only we know Ashrei by heart 4 words, any posik. After Gol Hashem, we know it's Dor L'Dor. Why? because it's Aleph Beis. So we know after Gimel follows Dalet, after Vav follows Zayin. The Gaon was Kosav Aluch Libecho, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula backwards, frontwards and backwards. Now try to even ask a person, tell me what's the previous Pasuk before Chanan V'Rachum. We don't know the Pasuk by heart backwards. Frontwards maybe, because Aleph Beis goes frontwards, but backwards, that's already a feat to know it backwards. The Gaon knew Kol HaTorah Kula, like Ashrei, which is Aleph Beis, even frontwards and backwards. That was how he was Magdir, meaning like the Gemara here says, Ashrei Yistaka Aleph Beis, that's how he was Magdir, Hainu Kol HaTorah Kula. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of that Dalet Amud Beis.